Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. The number of migrants entering the European Union has shot up in July, with a record 107,000 people arriving through irregular channels. That's 40,000 more than the previous record set in June. The EU border control agency Frontex said it was an emergency and urged all member states to help the three frontline countries most affected. More from Sascha Schlichter.
According to Frontex, more than three times as many migrants were tracked entering the European Union by irregular means last month than a year ago. This, says the agency, has created unprecedented pressure on border control authorities in the three frontline states, Greece, Italy and Hungary. It's urged all member states to provide additional equipment and people to support its operations in the three countries. Most migrants are Syrians, Afghans and sub-Saharan Africans fleeing instability or poverty.
Police in Thailand are hunting for a man shown in CCTV footage leaving a backpack at the shrine in central Bangkok, where a bomb explosion on Monday left more than 20 people dead. The video shows a young man with shaggy dark hair and wearing a yellow shirt inside the shrine. Jonathan Head reports.
The key thing now for them is to find the perpetrators, the motive behind this unprecedented attack, something that Bangkok hasn't experienced before. And they have at least made progress because of this video they've got, a CCTV video showing a man going into the shrine last night, just before the bomb detonated, taking off a backpack and leaving it behind in exactly the spot where the bomb went off. That is a very important lead, and they are, they say now, urgently seeking this man.
Scientists in the United States have successfully grown a human brain in a laboratory dish. It's about the size of a pea. The brain was created by altering the DNA of skin cells. Lead researcher, Professor Reni Anand of Ohio State University, told the BBC it was complete but not conscious.
No, it is not conscious and it's not mature. At this point, all of the infrastructure, the neurons, the different parts of the brain, the different cells of the brain are all intact. However, the brain continues to develop, both based on sensory information and communication with other parts of the body.
Professor Anand said he hoped that the mass of functioning nerve cells and fibres would prove to be an essential tool in the testing of new drugs. The United States says it's opening talks at the UN on sanctions against those undermining the peace process in South Sudan. It's again voiced its disappointment that President Salva Kiir failed to sign an internationally brokered agreement and said formal talks on sanctions would begin if Mr. Kiir did not put his name to the deal within 15 days. World News from the BBC. Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu is reported to have admitted defeat in his attempts to find a junior coalition partner 2 months after his AK party failed to win the general election outright. The Anatolian news agency said Mr. Davutoğlu told President Erdogan he'd been unable to broker a deal. Doctors in Guatemala say the former military ruler Efraín Ramos Montt is suffering from dementia. The doctors have been assessing whether the general is fit to face a retrial for genocide. Nicholas Rocha has the details.
General Efraín Ríos Montt is accused of responsibility for the deaths of thousands of people from Guatemala's indigenous Mayan community during his rule in the early 1980s. But his health has been deteriorating. His lawyers say he cannot face a new trial because he is no longer capable of understanding the charges against him. 2 years ago, he was found guilty of genocide and human rights abuses, but he had his 80-year sentence overturned due to procedural errors.
Ghana plans to fly in more than 170 doctors from Cuba to work in hospitals affected by a strike. Ghanaian doctors began industrial action earlier this month over conditions of service. The man who looked after the Roman ruins in the Syrian city of Palmyra is reported to have been killed by Islamic State militants. Khalid Assad had been held by the group for more than a month following its capture of the UNESCO World Heritage Site. Mr. Assad's family said he'd been beheaded and his corpse left hanging on one of the Roman columns. Fishermen in Mexico have reported finding tens of thousands of dead fish in a lake near Jalisco's state capital, Guadalajara. A local official said the death of the fish, a species called popoc chub, happened every year during the rainy season, possibly due to overpopulation. They have no natural predator. BBC News.